Okay. So what time do you suppose it is? Well, I think you already know that it's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh yeah, here we go. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm standing in the mouth of my garage looking out over the beautiful neighborhood. It's a little warm. We're getting gusts of wind. And the only reason I've actually really come out here is so that I can turn off my sprinkler, because I've been watering my lawn. Here it comes. All right, so I'm gonna walk up here. I'm gonna turn this baby off. All right. The fake rain has stopped. Everything looks good. I do have grass popping up. Noticed it minutes ago. We got little blades of grass popping up over here in some places. We've got some popping up right here at my feet, right about here coming up. And that seems about right. Seems like last time it took about a week. So it's been a little bit over a week. We have grass coming up in these spots. It's looking pretty weak, but we do have baby grass plants growing, so that's a good thing, right? Sure it is. But I need to go back inside because I don't like being in the direct sun. It's about 24 degrees out there. And it's about 20 degrees here in my house. Yay. What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa woke up just seconds before Dubious Goals Committee started. And so we had to pour some water, didn't we, Diggins? We poured the yummy water, huh? It's good. And she's just looking at me. And, well, this is going to be one of those unusual shows, one of those unusual episodes of Dubious Goals Committee in which nothing actually happens. Yeah, I think we have those more often than not, huh, Peppa? Peppa is right here in my face. She's not 20 centimeters away from my nose, and she's moving up even closer. Yeah, hi. I'm getting the headbutts from the cat. You're headbutting me? What does that mean, Dingins? Peppa is also not talking today. Are you going to talk about anything, Peppa? So, I got to tell you what happened last night. Yes, well, had a show last night at Kaite. And that went fine. That went absolutely fine. Although it sort of threw me for a loop when I walked in and, like, all of the stuff is gone. And when I say all of the stuff, basically I just mean two tables. The two tables that we need, the two high tables that sort of make the stage. They're not there. But there's one little low table. Oh, you want some more water? Okay, the cat is now pawing at me, giving me the water signal. Let's go get some water. No, it was not actually a problem. So, I walked in and basically staged some gear over in the corner. And then Dylan showed up and set up. And he started playing. He started doing some great stuff. And it was good from beginning to end. He did an hour, but somewhere in the middle, and this lasted for quite a while, it was like a combination of Marxhausen and the Buells. It was, I don't really know how to put it. It was fundamental. It sounded, you know, like 1960 German stuff. It was pretty good. Come on, Dingins, get your kitty butt moving if you want the water. It was good. Dylan was great. And then he was about halfway through playing, then Dave showed up. Dave works late, and so he tends to show up to things at about 9:30, and that's why we book Dave for 10 p.m. So Dave showed up, and Dylan wrapped up his thing, which was great, and then Dave started, and Dave was really good, too. I'm pouring water for my cat right now. There you go, Dingins. Dave was really great, and he did an hour of very full, very, when I say full, I mean along the audio spectrum, full range, very sort of traditionally ambient. And when I say traditionally ambient, what do I mean? Well, he was taking things in a very sort of Tangerine Dream / Klaus Schulze sort of direction, and it's pretty good. It's pretty damn good. And so when he wrapped it up at 11, then I got up and did my stuff, and that went well. And Dylan stuck around for the whole thing. Dave had to bail out because he's got a funny schedule. But so wrapped it up, got out of there, got the money, got paid. I will admit it was a little slower this month than last month. But don't really care because we get enough money to cover all expenses. I'm up here in the kitchen. I got to check the kitty food bowl. All right, kitty food bowl is good. And so, the Kaite show, it went over well. But I got to figure out how to get more people into there. It was just sort of glam. Don't know how to explain it. I don't want to even try. But the long and the short of it is, good show. Got to figure out how to get some more. It's not like we need a lot of people, and you can't get a lot of people in there to begin with. But there needs to be just a little bit more. Okay, so plan B. Where's those other parts? Here's the other parts right here in this bag. What do we want to do with the parts? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to grab some of this stuff here. And what stuff are you talking about, Tob? Well, as I may or may not have mentioned, I did go back to the hobby store the other day. Actually, I think that was Monday. I went Monday. Or maybe it was, I don't remember, it doesn't even matter. But I went back to the hobby store and I spent $3 and some change to buy some parts. They were 50% off, marked down from $6 to $3. And I bought these parts, some optional armor pieces from the Bandai line 30 Minute Missions. And the only reason I bought this is, one, all the parts are super generic. What are they parts of? Not even a thing. And they fit onto Gundam stuff. Now, I was going to put this on my action figure. I was going to use these parts, and I still probably will, to build some accessories for my action figure, who is, you know, the alien cop girl, or however she identifies. And then I realized, you know what? This is pegged for Gundam stuff. Why aren't we putting this on Gundams? Why aren't we doing some Gundam-y thing? Right? Right. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take this thing, these parts. these parts that I got, these spare parts. We're going to take them up into the war room. And here we go. Welcome to the war room. Close the door behind me so the cat can't get in here and destroy stuff. And I don't want to sit down in the sun, do I? No, let's grab one of these guys. Let's grab the Red Comet here. All right, so what I have here is a little model. And it's about 5 centimeters tall. Ooh, and I gotta sit down here. It's about 5 centimeters tall. And what is it? It's basically a Zaku 2. It's a red Zaku 2. And you should know which red Zaku 2 I'm talking about. This is Charanzibul's, commander version painted red Zaku 2 mobile suit. And it's cute. It's a little kawaii chibi Gundam or mobile suit. But you can pop these parts off. Now, I just popped his shield off. Oh, I just popped his arm off. We got a peg. So in place of his arm, I can place this thing. Which looks utterly ridiculous. So let's put his arm back on. His arm is holding his gun. The long gun, not the machine gun. I like this gun. But we're going to take his shield off. And see, now we can plug this piece into where his shield was. And now he has this big mechanical... There, it pops in. This mechanical thing. I wish he had a hole in the back. This would work much better on the back. The damn thing's almost as big as he is. Tim, what are you doing? I'm just playing with my toys. But I'm wondering, what can we mount to this thing? Let me grab the box for this particular model. Which one is it? Obviously, it's the one on the bottom. Yeah. And, there's a weapons pack for these that I really would like to get because I want the bazooka. I don't have the bazooka. The only other weapon I have for this model is the Heat Hawk, which won't fit on there because that's not the right diameter to go in the hole. Nah, 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 nah. And that's fine, but my God, it's hot up here. I'm starting to not feel good just because of the heat. So let's throw these back over here. They all fall down, of course. And why am I suddenly getting all sinusy too? This doesn't make sense. All right, I need to get out of here. So we're gonna pop this off the arm here. I can't do it one-handed, so I gotta put the microphone down again. Wow, this is getting bad. Okay. Calmness, Tobe, calm. Gonna pop the arm back onto Char's robot here. Pop his shield back on, and I'm gonna put him right here. He's sneaking up behind the Gundam. Yeah, I got a whole little thing going on up here. But I need to work some of this stuff out. But geez, not today. It is. I'm starting to sting. It's not good. Need to get down into the lower reaches of my house. Where it's nice and cool. And I'm going to have to get some cold drinks going here. And I should probably also tell you that because I had a show last night, I didn't get home until midnight 30, and I just brought all the gear into the house. But it's not unpacked. It's not ready to go. So you're not going to hear any Tobe music from me today. But we got to get something going, so let's hit random. We'll be right back.
and slams him back, Jess.
Booty butt, ow.
She has many gadgets.
She'll do what she wants her to.
Laying there, that sweet submission.
Cracks the wind and turn on cue.
Peek-a-boo, 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 peek-a-boo.
Susie and the Banshees there with Peekaboo. Didn't see that coming, but that has inspired me. Because does that mean that this is Peekaboo Day now?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So Peekaboo by Devo. And we're going to end it here. We're going to end the chain of peekaboos right now. Because it gets worse. Oh, but speaking of worse, hearing that song, hearing Peekaboo by Devo, just gave me some kind of flashback because I'm remembering a terrible television show from the early 80s. Could it have been the late 70s? No, I don't think so. This would have been early 80s. And that television show is, of course, Square Pegs. Now, I did no research. I can't tell you when this show was on, but it was. And a lot of people tried to convince me that it was a really good show. Because, oh, it's about nerds. Yeah, no, it's television. It's terrible. But Square Pegs, was that the first thing that Sarah Jessica Parker and Jamie Gertz did? Yeah, they're both in this terrible show. And the only reason I bring it up is because in one of the episodes, Devo had to play a bar mitzvah, or maybe it was a bat mitzvah. Devo played a bat mitzvah, and they did Peekaboo, and they did their other hit from that album. I don't remember what it was. But it was absolutely horrible. And if you don't believe me, you can watch the pilot online. But I know you won't, so I'm going to make you suffer through this.
I'm Muffy Tepperman. I'm the captain of the Weemawee JV Pep Squad. And I'm here to make sure you all have a good time. Within limits. And now, I sincerely think it behooves me to introduce to you our beloved principal and friend, Dr. Winthrop Dingleman. So people, let's really hear it.
Thank you, Muffy. Hello.
Five will get you 10. They call him Dingleberry.
Yo, and Dingleberry.
Who said that? Why haven't I caught him on Carson? Do you look at them? I can't. He's John Travolta, Sylvester Stallone, and the Fonz rolled into slightly less than one. And she has the most amazing pectoral development. Killer couple. They've got to be the absolute top couple in the entire freshman class. And we're going to make friends with them.
Let me ask you something, Lauren. When you saw Jaws, did it ever occur to you to make friends with the shark?
And now, the pride and joy of the music department, LaDonna Fredericks, will close the assembly with her own version of our beloved alma mater. Now, if you'll all please rise and give LaDonna a big Weemawee Indian yell.
What kind of yell? Yeah. So welcome to Square Pegs, kids. It's not good. It wasn't good back then. It's not good now. And it's not one of those things that it's so bad that it's good. No, it's just so bad that it's really bad, and thank God it's been lost to time.
I think it's so unfair that guys don't get cellulite.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So, Jennifer, you and Vinny going to the freshman dance?
I don't know, you know. I mean, like, I know Vinny likes me, but, like, you know, I don't know.
Ah, broken nail.
Okay, I've been, like, looking over the senior guys, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you know who I, like, you know?
Who?
Larry Simpson.
Oh, look out. Larry Simpson's a stone fox. Wait a second, girl. Are you telling me that you would dump Vinny if Larry Simpson asked you to the dance?
Okay, Larry Simpson's, like, mature, you know? Like, he's got depth.
Uh-huh, and proof.
Okay, like, Vinny can fake ID anytime he wants. But you can't fake depth.
Oh.
Hi! Who's Larry Simpson?
Only the biggest fox in the entire senior class.
Mmm. Devastating.
I think he looks just like a young Lord Larry Olivier.
Well, I think he sort of looks like Luke on General Hospital.
Yo,
please. Oh, no! God, no! Make it stop. Somebody kill me. Kill me in my sleep. So I don't have to ever see square pegs ever again. And now I feel like I need to issue some kind of challenge. And that challenge is to all my listeners. Try to watch some of this. Find the pilot. It's on YouTube. Find the pilot to Square Pegs. Find it and also get yourself a stopwatch. Start the video, start the stopwatch, and see how far you can make it through the damn thing. It's terrible. And it's about as bad as this music. It's as terrible as this music, which is actually the theme song from General Hospital. Oh my God, what the hell has gotten into me today? It's the heat. I spent too much time outside in the heat and the humidity, and so now I'm having some kind of heat stroke nightmare in the daytime. Dun, 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 dun. Blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da. Oh my God. Who writes this crap? Who writes this crap? Somebody got paid to come up with that theme song. It wasn't me. I cannot be blamed. I should turn the air conditioner up a bit. I need more coolness. And I also need some brainwash. I need something to wash that, all of this horribleness out of my head. So we're going to go with Lad. Some Lad Alan Doane here. His song, Neural Nets. We're going to get this. Yes, scrub all my synapses clean, please. It's like Neural 409. Get those greasy fingerprints off of my brain. Yeah, and speaking of Lad, I did hear from him the other day. And did I mention this? So he's having a fight with the government too. Although mine is over, his is still ongoing. That's the other thing I didn't mention. Maybe I did. Nobody from the little synth group, nobody from our little synth club came to the show last night. But I knew Lad wasn't going to show up because, yeah. Hopefully, all his headaches will go away soon, so that he can get back into the fold, play some music with us, do some damn stuff. Yeah, anyway, so I'm taking today off. As you can tell, I'm just slacking. I'm just going to sit around and watch Annie Me today and water my lawn. I'm going to watch some more Mobile Suit Gundam. And tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Toad.